On wireless communication, our next topic is Edge, and Justin Chang from AT&T Labs, research labs in the USA, we're asking, what precisely is Edge and what are the aims of Edge?
Okay, Edge stands for Enhanced Data Rates for GSM Evolution. Initially, it was intended to be an enhanced rates. That means using higher level modulation and coding to achieve higher bit rate for per GSM carrier. And so it's an evolution on top of GPRS, General Packet Radio Services, developed under GSM. But at the time when industries is considering third generation evolution, there's a requirement for deploying high speed data rate on the order of 384 kilobit per second over area, wide area cell system. When your mobile speed is not very high, such as walking distance. And for TDMA carrier in the U.S., they are facing with a challenging problem because their carrier spacing and carrier bandwidth is roughly 30 kilohertz per channel. So even if they use enhanced modulation and coding, under very good condition, the peak rate still cannot achieve that rate. So in 1997, there was an effort to entertain proposal to satisfy that requirement. But some of the spectrum that is targeted for third generation sort of agreed upon in World Radio Conference in 92 was already allocated in the U.S. to provide so-called personal communication services. That is in the band of 1900 megahertz. And most of the carrier are serving voice customer with high profit. So in the U.S., there is a strong desire to be able to deploy so-called 3G with incremental spectrum, such as 1 megahertz. And as a result, there are several proposals. And in the end, there are two competing proposals. One is OFDM-based system. The other is Edge-based system. And in the end, OFDM system was considered a little bit ahead of its time. So from time to market point of view, they decided to go for Edge. But the Edge to be deployed within 1 megahertz is somewhat different from the European version. And therefore, we call the original version of Edge as classic. And we define something called compact. And the compact is to be able to deploy Edge in three carrier rather than conventional so-called 4-12 reuse. Reuse the same channel every 4 cell or every 12 sector. That requires 2.4 megahertz. And in order to do that, for voice, for traffic channel, is not a problem for data service because data can allow ARQ. So what we calculated is, roughly speaking, 1-3 reuse give you only half of the per user per slot throughput, but on the other hand, you are using 1/4 of the spectrum. So from spectral efficiency point of view, you can win if you can deploy with 1/4 of the spectrum. But the sticking point is that even though traffic channel is okay, your control channel still have to be reliably protected. And therefore, you still have to maintain that so-called 4-12 reuse. And in doing so, this year, in 1999, April, in the U.S., IS-136 Industry Association called UWC, Universal Wireless Communication Consortium, we have a packet data focus group, PDFG. We agree on a design based on three carrier, but on top of three carrier, you synchronize base station, and around the base station, you timeshare the control channel into so-called four timing groups to achieve 4-12 reuse for the control channel. So there are some twist to the edge, and there is a commitment for TDMA carrier community in the U.S. to deploy edge, and initially with compact, perhaps in 2 years. And the plan further will be hopefully there will be convergence with GSM, even for the data voice and real-time services.